Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Back to the Basics, was written by Tim Gustafson. Resolutions, it seems, are made to be broken. Some folks poke fun at this reality by proposing New Year's vows that are, shall we say, attainable. Here are a few from social media. Wave to fellow motorists at stoplights. Sign up for a marathon. Don't run it. Stop procrastinating tomorrow. Get lost without any help from Siri. Unfriend anyone who posts their workout regimen. The concept of a fresh start can be serious business, however. The exiled people of Judah desperately needed one. Just over two decades into their 70-year captivity, God brought encouragement to them through the prophet Ezekiel, promising, "I will now restore the fortunes of Jacob." But the nation first needed to return to the basics, the instructions God had given to Moses 800 years earlier. This included observing a feast at the new year. For the ancient Jewish people, that began in early spring. A major purpose of their festivals was to remind them of God's character and His expectations. In Ezekiel chapter 45, He told their leaders, "Give up your violence and oppression and do what is just and right." And He insisted on honesty. The lesson applies to us too. Our faith must be put into practice, or it's worthless. In this new year, as God provides what we need, may we live out our faith by returning to the basics. Love the Lord your God, and love your neighbor as yourself. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Ezekiel chapter 45, verses 9 through 10 and 17 through 20. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. "You have gone far enough, princes of Israel. Give up your violence and oppression and do what is just and right. Stop dispossessing my people," declares the Sovereign Lord. "You are to use accurate scales, an accurate ephah, and an accurate bath." And now picking up at verse 17. "It will be the duty of the prince to provide the burnt offerings, grain offerings, and drink offerings at the festivals, the new moons, and the Sabbaths, at all the appointed festivals of Israel. He will provide the sin offerings, grain offerings, burnt offerings, and fellowship offerings to make atonement for the Israelites." This is what the Sovereign Lord says. "In the first month, on the first day, you are to take a young bull without defect and purify the sanctuary. The priest is to take some of the blood of the sin offering and put it on the doorposts of the temple, on the four corners of the upper ledge of the altar, and on the gateposts of the inner court. You are to do the same on the seventh day of the month for anyone who sins unintentionally or through ignorance. So you are to make atonement for the temple." Let's pray. Father, in this new year, may your Spirit show us the places in our heart that we keep from you and that prevent us from living lives that fully honor you. May our love for you be reflected in our love and service to others. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen, and this encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.